Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We will be in session the first 2 weeks of August that we had originally anticipated not being here.
Mitch McConnell said no to recess. You know recess. Why is he saying no to recess? Because healthcare needs to get did. The American people want an answer, and they want their politicians to stop being so whiny, to be more transparent, and get crap done, which is something that they're not used to doing. Don't care what's going on. I don't care about Donald Trump Jr. I don't care about Donald Trump at this point in time in this Russia stuff. I want my president to do what my president needs to do. And I want the people who are supposed to be the leaders in this country, Linos, leaders in name only, to do what they're supposed to do. Time is now. You've had years to work on this. Almost a decade to work on this, and you haven't got it done. Health care costs are rising. In this bill that you guys have right now, you do not address how we bring that down. You do not address several things that need to be done. CBO looked at the House bill, looked at the Senate bill, gave two reports, and remember, it's the CBO, so you can't take it too seriously. It's a guesstimation. But even if they're half right, that ain't good. Now, what do you got for us, Mitch McConnell?
We'll be laying out a revised version of the repeal and replace effort on Thursday morning. We hope to have a CBO score by the beginning of the week.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. We'll get a sense of what that looks like by the end of this week. But I will tell you this right now. Need to get some stuff done. And politics is one of those things where you can say a lot of stuff with very little repercussions, very few people calling you on your BS, and very, very, very few times in this industry, in this world that we live in, do you actually take blame for yourself? Case in point, here's two perfect scenarios of people who don't take responsibility.
We simply, as a result of all this obstructionism, don't have enough time to address all of these issues between now and the originally anticipated August recess.
So, you know, the obstructionism's going on. It's all the Democrats' fault. When realistically, this has nothing to do with Democrats at this point in time. You've got about eight or nine that don't like what they see. So don't be blaming them. Have they obstructed or tried to slow things down outside of this bill? Yes. But healthcare? No. This is on you. Chuckie Schumer, perfect example of Chuckie Schumer being Chuckie Schumer when we talk about anything at all.
The problem the Republicans are having with health care is not time. It's the substance of the bill. They can spend two more weeks, two more months, 2 years.
All right. Okay, that sounds great, Chuck. Okay, so, Chuck, let me ask you a question. Chuck. What is your solution for the problem, by the way, that you caused? What is the solution to the problem that you caused? I hear a lot of it's the Republicans' fault. I hear a lot of people are going to die. That one's great. Like, that's the best thing. People are going to die. How many? 25,000? Do you know that for certain? 100%? You can get their names? What? I'm just talking about collectively, because some people are going to lose their insurance. No, I would like to know their names. I would like to hear the stories. I want to see. Do you know? Can you? Because you're already flash forwarding out there in the world that these people are going to die. I would like to know. You must know something we don't know. So I'd like to see what you see, and I want to get a feel for it. So I think it's only fair that you just, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just being honest here. You don't have anything. You don't. That's the stuff right there. Blame game, point fingers at each other, never, ever, ever, ever get anything done. That is politics right there. People, we have to depend on ourselves. I know it's a crazy thought. It is. Government. The problem with government is we shouldn't have to rely on government. But for a lot of us out there, it's not that we rely on government. It's government's in our way. So because government's in our way, to move forward, we have to figure out a way. How do we move this crap so I can get on my way doing what I need to do? There are people out there that rely on government. They turn to government for everything. For their health care, for their food, for their housing, for everything. But we have to stop relying on government and come up with solutions that we can be in charge of. We need to take the power back. In a free market society, we use the best product at the cheapest price that we can find. Right? That's what we use. And we'll go wherever we need to go to get it. For years, kids would go to the mall. Kids don't go to the mall now. Amazon. By the way, it's Amazon Prime Day. A lot of you guys out there, boom. What are you doing? You spent money today on Amazon Prime because you had great deals. People want to know why malls are dying. Because Amazon, in a free market society, has given us the opportunity to buy 3 HD 8-inch tablets for $120. 3 tablets for $120. Think about that. Why is that? Because the consumer has the power to make the choice. We have lost that power in a lot of things that government has done. And because of that, we've kind of dug ourselves a bit of a hole. And we've continued to transfer power slowly but surely, and they've continued to take power. So what we have to do is start filling up the pool of power, if you will, and getting back to what we do, treating everything as a consumer-based situation. When we can start to do that, which is where the consumer is first, the customer is first, we've got to stop looking at ourselves as voters. I like to look at myself as a customer. Well, Chad, that's silly. No, I think that's right. Look at yourself as a customer. I'm here because I need a service from you. And then I'm going to leave and get on with my life. This is the service I need. Treat me like a customer, or I'm going to bitch, whine, and moan and figure out a way to change this. That's what we need to start doing. And when we can start putting the power back in our hands, which includes the power of the cash, right? Cash is king.
Somebody's like, well, it's probably queen too, Chad. That's a little sexist. Whatever. Get over it.
It'll be better for everybody. But that's what we have to start doing. Too much relying on government gives them bloated ideas, an opportunity to slowly but surely take away our freedoms and our responsibilities and transfer a lot of that to them, and they don't take care of what they need to take care of the right way. It's too big. I'm sorry. It's too big for you. You're supposed to be here doing a job. this is too big for you. My life is my responsibility. Your responsibility is to make sure you handle what you're supposed to, then get out of my way so I can lead my life, live my life the way I want. And if I get out of line, if I hurt somebody, or if I do something wrong, then you know what? Get in my face. But until then, stop it. Start acting like disgruntled, pissed off customers that are blowing up phone lines, that are then starting to do the things that we need to do, solving our own problems, finding our own solutions. When that starts to happen, the less we need them, the more they'll want to do to keep them around, which means the more they're going to want to do to make us happy. You call up a whatever it is, your phone company, and you're like, you know what? I was looking at my bill. I'm sick and tired of my damn bill. It's ridiculous. It blah, 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 blah. You start bitching and moaning and saying, you know, I'm a customer of yours. I've been a customer for X amount of years, and this is the way you guys treat me. What happens? Hold on a second. Let me find a supervisor. They put you on hold, and you listen to that crappy music, right? And then the person comes back on the line, and they say, you know what? My supervisor has authorized me to give you a better deal, to take care of you better than we were taking care of you. That's how we need to start treating them. We're your customer. We have all of the power. So start treating us like we matter, or we'll figure something else out. But we're only here for a specific reason, and then we're going to get on with our lives. I don't live at the fast food restaurant. I stop by there occasionally. And then I get on with my life. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Tweet at us as well, at Chad Benson Show. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
When I'm in Washington, every other question is about Russia. But when I go back to Texas, nobody asks about Russia.
Nobody. Because it's not important on the day-to-day world that we live as human beings. It's not. Putting food on your table, building your business, getting an education, paying your bills, taking care of your kids, and trying to find a half an hour for yourself are things that are top of mind for us. But government wants them to be all of that. If you want to be all of that, then start treating your customers better. Us. Stop treating your customers better. We're not your serfs. We're your customers. And if I get bad service, maybe we go elsewhere. How about that? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Mike in Arizona, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, I absolutely agree with you, man. We need to be calling in. I was listening to a podcast. Ron Paul had a congressman on from Maine. He was referring to the Syrian bombing after Trump dropped those bombs in Syria, and he said that they were receiving 100 phone calls a day, and he referred to it as his phone lines were melting. You know, I mean, that's 700 people over the course of the week. That's nothing. We live in a country of like 300 plus million, and they're getting 100 calls a day, and they're saying their phone lines are melting. We should be calling them every single day, because the truth is that right now, just out of the taxes that are taken out of my check every week alone, I'm paying more in taxes than I'm paying for my mortgage and my utilities combined. That's sick, John. That's just absolutely
It's insane.
Sick.
Mike, it is insane. And you know what? They don't treat you like a customer. They treat you like a captive audience who is stuck, and they want to take your money and decide what you should be giving them and how they should use it based on the needs of themselves, not us. You're my person that I'm coming to for whatever it is, my widget, my dinner, whatever it is, Mike. I'm your customer. So serve me correctly, and we could have a great relationship. Otherwise, maybe I figure out what to do else with my money. Ooh, how about that? Appreciate your call, brother. Thanks so much. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, earlier today, here's a perfect example of how things are framed and what you want to hear. Earlier today, I have a guy calls in, says my show effing sucks, and that, you know, essentially I'm a never-Trumper, and I'm a liar. Then I get somebody who calls in or texts in and says this. Chad, you say that like you tell the truth. You sound like, you know, all the others. And he's listening on 104.5 WOKV in Jacksonville. Trump has said a lot of times, they don't know anybody that talked to Russia. He's a liar. He used to say he's not governed, but he's starting to sound a lot like the rest of the politicians. I love President Barack Obama, but he also was a liar. I've never said President Trump didn't lie. The guy's lied on numerous occasions. That guy's the kind of guy that you go fishing with, and he's going to tell you the story about how he caught the great white shark with his bare hands. And you're like, we were in the lake, and he caught a bluegill, right? And it stuck him in his finger, and he cried. Chad, I'm just saying. Yeah, he stretches the truth, and he tells all kinds of BS. They're politicians. They're all liars. But if you think everything he says is golden, you're fooling yourself. You don't. But it shows you how, that's why I know that I reach people, because I piss both sides off. And that's what we should be doing. We should be pissing them off in D.C. We really, really should. The more that we can piss them off, the more we make them feel uncomfortable, the better it is. The better it is. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Skyler says, we're not customers. We need, government needs to supply gasoline for every legislation. Yes, you know what? We are customers. Don't think of yourself like, think of yourself as a customer. When you're unhappy, what do? You bitch, whine, and moan. Well, we can take our business elsewhere. Well, we can't. Yeah, we can. I no longer like your service, so I'm going to fire you and hire somebody else. That's what you do. That's your vote. Think of yourself in that way. I will do that until we and other people, and I'll spread the word, until we get what we want the way we want it. How many times have you had bad service? Maybe one or two times. You love the restaurant, but the service is horrible, and you'll go into a place, and you're like, you know what? I'll have anybody. Is so-and-so working? Yeah, I don't want him. I want somebody else. There you go. That's what you do. Start thinking of yourself as a customer and not a serf, which is the way they treat us. Text the program 323-538-2423. We've got some sound. Front was the mouth heard round the world at the first press conference of what is going to be, I believe, a spectacle in sports. Talking about McGregor Mayweather. Call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There's not illegality in meeting with someone for even if it was based on getting political opposition research. That's not illegal. There's no allegation of illegality in it. What's interesting here is, and this is what's interesting to me, is no one's focusing in on who the person that conducted the meeting.
That right there is Jay Sekulow and talking about, look, there was nothing that Don Jr. did that was illegal. He met with somebody who was going to give them dirt on the opponent that they were going up against in the November election. Nothing illegal about that. Where the legality would come in and the issues would come in is, was it government sanctioned? Were they doing stuff that... That's where you start to run into issues. But this was before any of the whole craziness when it came to Russia. This was before a lot of that stuff. And as I said yesterday, he hadn't done anything wrong. But there's an optics, right? If you go out tonight and you're married and you're with a beautiful woman and it's not your wife. And you guys have a great night, and you got your arm around, and you're walking, and you're talking, and you're laughing, and people see you. And then somebody tells your wife, hey, I saw so-and-so. And you can say, oh, that's just Jill from the office, honey. Even though nothing may have happened, the optics are not good, right? That's it. It's optics. And nothing could have happened, but it plants a seed of doubt in people's minds. And that's what this is. This is the court of public opinion. And all you need is a seed of doubt, and then you continue to push a story, and you get a crazed media behind it, and they can push and push and push, and that seed can start to grow, and frustration grows. And you could know in your heart, man, I love my wife. She's the greatest thing in the world. I was out with somebody who's a good friend of mine, and I've known her since college, and she stopped by, and we went out, and she's married, and she's happy, and it was great to see her, and she's no more to me a sister than anything else, but the seed of doubt would have been there. And if people would have saw that, they may come to a conclusion or so-and-so stepping out with somebody's on his wife with somebody else. That's a lot of what this is. It's the court of public opinion. And then people will start to believe that, even though in your heart, it may be everything you say. It's still there. It's a little bit. It's still there. Don Jr. tonight was on with Sean Hannity because he is a patriot and a great American.
In retrospect, I probably would have done things a little differently. Again, this is before the Russia mania. This is before they were building it up in the press. For me, this was opposition research.
Opposition research. There you go. That's what he says. But if you're on the left and you don't like Trump, then he's that guy that's cheating on his wife. Right? If you're on the right and you know the guy and he's a good friend of yours and you're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, then he's just somebody who's hanging out with a friend. The way we perceive things, but it's the court of public opinion. And we're all the jurors, and the seeds of doubt have been planted for some people. That's the way this is going. That's the way it's going to continue to go. And when you have a almost ravenous media that has a disdain for this president and everything that he stands for, they are going to continue to ride this all day because in a way, and I've got friends in the media, and I talk to them, and sometimes I think, man, you are so full of yourself. You are so self-important, as if you're doing the Lord's work single-handedly trying to bring down a president, that you're willing to do anything, right? You claim he is evil and bad, and that everything about him, from his morality to his ethics, is just the worst. Yet you're almost at the point where you're willing to do anything because you feel the ends justify the means. It's just two giant monsters like Godzilla and King Kong, and they're just taking each other on, just throwing punches and blows and trying to blow stuff up, and poor Tokyo's destroyed again. And that's kind of what's going on. It's silly. It's stupid. All the while, we're standing here going, why do they fight in our... Why can't they go somewhere else and fight? Just curious. That's the frustration that people have. And we should be frustrated. We really should. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Let's move on to some really serious matter. Today was the unleashing of the first of what will be four. Count them. One, two, three, four. Press conferences with the Irishman, Conor McGregor, and Floyd Mayweather as their fight gets ready to, what is it? Is it August 25th, Phil, or is it the 23rd? I'm trying to remember.
26th, I believe, Saturday.
Very interesting to see what's going to take place there. We've got the first cut from Floyd Mayweather. Here it is. That's pretty much what he said. Nothing. And you don't have to, right? You don't have to. And Floyd has been getting trolled because, I don't know if you guys saw this, but he owes a lot of money to the IRS. And he tried to get a reprieve yesterday, and he owes a lot of money. He made some $200-plus million in the last fight. He's paid $26 million, and he keeps going, what more do you guys want? They want the rest of their money. I don't know what, they want the rest of their money. That's the way it works, right? They want their money. They feel that they put the work in to get that money and that they should have that money. So they want their X amount of dollars, you know, I don't know exactly what the final figure is, but let's just say it's 33%. So you own probably $66 million if it was $200 million you made. So maybe you've got a few million dollars in write-offs, but they want the rest. They say, you know, they want their $35 million is what they're looking for. And Connor's been riding him just hard. One of the things that I did notice, and I've said this, Connor is going to be the showman in this. He wore a pinstripe suit with foul language on it in little bitty writing, the F word spelled out, then the U. But if you're far away, it just looks like a pinstripe suit. The closer you get, you see the writing on there. And then he did what he did. He prances around, he screams, he yells, and then he goes on and does Connor McGregor stuff.
There's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside four rounds. Mark my words.
And that didn't start off that way, by the way. Anthony sent us the first one. Like, you got to take that back. Because it starts out with the F word. Make no doubt about it. This is what I'm going to do to him. First thing I'm going to do when I get out there, I'm going to see him. I'm going to take out my shillelagh. I'm going to pop him on the head. You wee man. You know who you are. And then there, right, you're going to go, oh. And then I'm going to go over there and punch you harder. In every single round, I'm going to punch you harder and harder. I'm going to punch you so hard, you're going to be screaming. You're going to be wishing. You're going to be hoping and praying. You're going to be thinking to yourself, oh, my God, Conor McGregor is the toughest, most handsome man on God's planet. And he's coming for me. He's going to destroy my soul. I think what's going to happen, not in four rounds, by the way. I'm going to go for 12. I'm going to beat you for 12 rounds. I'm going to beat you so hard, you're going to cry for your mom. I think what's going to happen is he's going to get beat. Now, he's got a puncher's chance. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I still think he's going to beat. But he's going to be this right here is P.T. Barnum. If you want to watch somebody sell something, Donald Trump is a showman and a salesman, and we saw what he did. He is P.T. Barnum on this side. Muhammad Ali was the king of this stuff, and this guy has gravitated and grabbed a hold of it, and he runs with it. He's a showman. That's why Floyd doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to say a word. He ain't going to say a damn thing. This guy's going to sell it all. Oh, you betcha, I'm going to sell every bit of it. I'm going to get out there and sell. Four rounds. They should make these rounds 1 second. That's how devastating I am. Oh, you, for the love of goodness, you better watch out. You better not shout and you better not cry because Connor's telling you why. I'm coming to town. 844-DICK-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I watched the home run hitting contest last night. It was amazing. And Aaron Judge is the guy that won the contest. I'm going to talk about it. Two things that I found to be amazing last night. But one thing that as I watched it go on, I thought to myself, I can't believe they're doing this. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
The world's most famous Muppet, Kermit the Frog, may start sounding a little different very soon.
That's because the puppeteer who has provided Kermit's voice is being replaced. Steve Whitmire began voicing Kermit after the death of Muppet's creator, Jim Henson, back in 1990.
His replacement has worked on Sesame Street for 30 years, and he will begin performing Kermit next week.
Kermit the Frog here. I'm going to be leaving. Sad, right? Like, that's your job, and now they're like, how do you tell somebody, hey, can we talk to you? Of course. Yeah, don't do that voice anymore. Why? It's my Kermit the Frog voice. Yeah, we don't need it. We went with somebody else. Who'd you go with? Conor McGregor. We thought he'd be better. Hey, everybody, it's me, Conor McGregor. I'm going to beat you to death. What do you think of that there? Cookie Monster, you're done for. I'm coming for you. You're going to love what I have for you. Right there. And you, Oscar the Grouch, I'm coming for you as well. Right after I'm done with Floyd and my $300 million. I'm going to get you all, yeah. What do you think of that there? Oh, coming for you hard. I'm going to come for you hard. Oh, ho, ho. You're like, oh, my God, what happened to Kermit? He's really violent. Oh, that's right. Had to be. I grew up here, a frog. Taking on, there's a monster. Why are we friends? Are you friends with a monster? No. So that's why you got to fight him. And you know who you are out there, and that big bird. I will take you on anytime, any place, everywhere. Right? Sesame Street, Muppets, I don't care. I'll fight you all. Next thing you know, it's like they've rethought it. They thought maybe we're just going to go with regular Kermit. If you've ever met Jim Henson or seen any interviews, you can't meet him now, but if you do, we'll miss you. That's the way he really talked. He's like, hello, everybody. It's me, Jim Henson. You're like, Kermit, I get it. I like it. Yes, of course. And you're like, well, okay. All right. You can stop now. Well, stop what? So last night, this show has completely just fallen apart. Love it. I watched the home run hitting contest. And Aaron Judge, who's this massive human being, he is literally just, he's 6'7", 282 pounds, 7% body fat. I'll fight him. I'll fight him anywhere, anytime, for all the money in the world. Slow your roll there, bro. They should make him come out, Conor McGregor, with a pot of gold. And they could fight over that. How great. That I would watch. I would pay $129 for that. If they put a pot of gold in the center and they made him fight it out. So, but Aaron Judge, he won the home run hitting contest last night. He is a freak of a man. Only 25 years old. And he hits the ball so far that, you know, it was insane. Like some of those balls had nosebleeds from how high they were. That's how crazy it was. But the thing that struck me was, if you watch any of these home run hitting contests, I don't know where they get them, but they probably pick them all. Hey, guess what? From the such and such little league, it's so and so. And they bring these kids out and they let them shag fly balls. Right? Well, not every ball is 100 feet in the air and a bunch of kids. Sometimes these guys hit a rope. For those of you not keeping score, that is a line drive. And the last thing you need is some kid sitting there talking to his friend, paying no attention on national TV as a guy that's 6'7" and hits the ball 130 miles an hour, unleashes one, and little Jimmy's not paying attention, and his cranium explodes and his brains spill out all over. I'm like, how in this day and age of lawsuits do we have little kids shagging fly balls? I'm just curious. That's last night. I'm like, man, I love watching him hit home runs, but I want to see what happens if he unleashes one. Right? I mean, think about this. The guy that's throwing batting practice is standing behind a net when he throws the ball. But these kids are out there and many of them are running around without a baseball mitt. And I'm thinking, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. This is somebody's dying. Somebody's dying. And then, of course, for days later, we'll have to hear about it. Very sad. Very, very sad. Speaking of sad, I can't believe the relationship's over. But it is. Remember Hot Felon, Jeremy Meeks? He has filed for separation from his wife, Melissa Meeks. They have Jeremy Jr., who's 7 years old. They've been together for a while. She's a nurse. But Jeremy came to prominence about 2 years ago when his mugshot went viral. And here's this guy that's like the most handsome guy in the world. He's a good-looking dude. I'm not going to lie to you. And this year, after once he got released from prison, every single modeling agency in the country and in the world tried to snap him up. He signed on, I think it was a Wilhelmina or Ford or one of those big ones. And he, this year, was his first runway gigs in Europe, and he took it by storm. And his wife, actually, is pretty damn hot. Not going to lie to you there. But you see, when you're that good looking, trust me, kids, I know what it's like. Oh, do you, Chad? No, settle down there, Connor. You got choices. And he was caught on camera canoodling and kissing a woman by the name of Chloe Green. And if you don't know who she is the heiress to a essentially like the British version of The Gap. It's called Top Shop. And she is, let's just put it this way. It is, she's worth a lot of money. Billionaire. Her dad's worth about $4 or $5 billion. And they were on a boat because he's got options, right? It's horrible, but, you know, let's be real, right? Come on, Melissa. You married a felon who had some issues. You like the bad boy, and then when the bad boy did something wrong, she's like, I'm devastated. Of course you are, but you didn't see it coming a little bit, right? It's like, I can't believe the stripper cheated on me. Really? Really? That's where we're going with this? Wow. But it's sad that something like that would come to an end. I thought they were built to last forever. I really did. So for those of you, let's recap today's wacky wild show. Conor McGregor is the greatest fighter in the history of the world, and he'll beat anybody up with a shillelagh, and you better watch out. You better not shout. You better not cry. I'll tell you why. I'll bust your eye. That's why. It's like, slow your roll. All right. Don Jr. didn't do anything wrong, but should have made better choices. Right? Some stuff we learned today. Mitch McConnell has told all the Republicans they don't get recess because they didn't do the job they were supposed to do. And Kermit the Frog is still Kermit the Frog, just not with the Kermit the Frog guy that used to be Kermit the Frog. Lots of stuff we learned today, kids. That's what infotainment's all about. Follow us across all mediums. Chad Benson Show. For Anthony, for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. Tomorrow we'll get you over the hump. We promise. Yes, very much so, we promise there, Chad. Thank you, Connor. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.